Less than a week into his presidency, Joe Biden has already signed executive orders emphasizing the importance of science, environmental justice, and climate change within the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. After 4 years of a president skeptical of climate change, environmental regulations, and science, Biden's actions are being welcomed by many staffers at EPA's New England office. WTBUR's Barbara Moran spoke with some of them and has this report.
Ask Indina Kipka how she's feeling, and she just keeps laughing.
The biggest thing for me personally is relief.
Kipka is an environmental engineer and union vice president at the EPA's New England office. She says the last 4 years have been pretty tough.
There's probably a little bit of healing that needs to happen too. Traumatized might be a little bit of a strong word for everybody, but I certainly was at the point where I was sort of steeling myself for bad news every single day.
Kipka says her regional office had it better than others. But still, she says, she and her colleagues worked in a culture of fear during the Trump years, worried that raising sensitive topics like climate change or diversity and inclusion training would get them into trouble.
I personally did start unintentionally self-centering around climate change, even though I didn't really want to do that, or I wasn't really told specifically to do that. It affected the way I was working and thinking.
We're looking forward in particular for climate change and actually being able to talk about it at work.
Steve Calder is a Clean Air Act inspector and union president at EPA's New England office. He says morale was also low under Trump because of understaffing and overwork. Some younger scientists who wanted to work on climate change left the agency, and older workers near retirement age decided it was time to go. After 3 decades at the EPA, Calder almost joined them.
If Trump had won, I was going to retire on December 31st.
Wow, that bad, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Calder says morale in the office has improved a lot with the new administration. Kipka agrees.
You know, the fact that we have a president who says he's going to support the civil service and tackle climate change and take science seriously, those are all good things.
She hopes the EPA will expand under Biden and that communities and companies will see her the way she sees herself, as a public servant protecting the environment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.